Now, Sunday is obviously Father's Day, and I am very excited to tell you that we have one of the most famous fathers in the world on the line, President Barack Obama. It is an honor, Mr. President. Thank you. What? Okay, I'm being told the president had to step away and cancel. Who is our backup guest?
Hey, Mark. Caitlyn Jenner here. And things are about to get all sorts of fierce up in this biatch.
Okay, fine. Thanks for calling in, Caitlin. I suppose I should wish you a happy Father's Day?
Hell to the yeah, you should, Mark. And thank you. Yes, even though I identify as a woman in every other aspect of my stunning, fierce life, I still identify as a father to my wonderful children, whom I adore.
Well, that's sweet.
Yes, my 4 to 6 kids mean the world to me. Just like it would mean the world to me if you tuned into the upcoming season 3 of my hit reality show, I Am Kate. What?
Caitlin, your 4 to 6 kids, do you not know how many kids you have?
Of course I do. My kids are my world, Mark. Yes, I'm just nuts over little, I want to say kibosh?
Kylie?
Right. And my other daughter, Kaleidoscope?
Absolutely not.
I know. I was testing you, Mark. I know her name isn't Kaleidoscope. That's not even a person's name. No, her name is Kablamo Marpan Schman Fippy Dippy Polly Wally Nippy Schmath.
All right, wait. Listen, you're only making noises and hoping you land on something that resembles a name.
You know what else is making a lot of noise? The buzz over my fierce, totes redonkulous hit reality juggernaut, I Am Kate, flying at your retinas with a 3rd season very soon on E, which of course stands for Egads, Caitlyn Jenner just fierced us all so hard with her fierceness.
Caitlyn, I'm really concerned that you don't even know who your kids are, and it seems like your priority in life is your reality show, not your kids.
Oh, bite your tongue, Mark. My daughter, Clumpy Darius Livermush, is dear to me, as is her brother, Sir Puffington Razzmatazz Jr.
That doesn't even make any sense, Caitlin. If that were his name, it would mean your name is Sir Puffington Razzmatazz Sr. And why would he be Sir? He's not British or a knight. This is sad, Caitlin.
Wow, you're really making me question what kind of father I am. Not only that, you're making me question who I am as a person.
I see.
This has turned out to be a super dramatic situation.
Then I apologize.
No need. Would you mind saying all of that again? I've got you on speaker now, and I want to do a few more takes.
You're filming this?
Of course I am. My show just can't be about strutting around in my glam room and killing people with my car all the time. I got to mix it up. Papa's got a brand new bag of fierce.
Thank you for calling in, Caitlin.
Happy Fiercer's Day, bitches.
Hey, Eric.
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to tell you to have a fantastic Father's Day.
Hey, you do the same. And I loved your tribute to your dad yesterday. I was in tears.
I swear to God, I did not mean to cry. It was going to be fine. And then Gina cried today.
Couldn't help it. Oh, by the way, Eric, yeah. Speaking of putting makeup on fathers and sons and like I did to my dad, I saw the funniest picture of your children that you posted on Instagram.
Oh, her putting makeup on him?
She is just doing her little brother up in just the blush and the rouge and the eyeshadow, and he's looking at her with stars in his eyes like, oh, my God, my big sister's paying attention to me. I don't care what she does.
He tolerates so much abuse, you don't even know.
And, Mr. Trump, how do you plan to spend Father's Day?
You know what? I'm probably going to go out on a date with Ivanka, you know, just as a father. What? Where's your mind? Get your mind out of the gutter.
And Mr. Letterman, how do you and Paul plan to spend Father's Day?
Yes, I'm going to take Paul fly fishing out in Montana with Harry.
Oh, yeah, Dave. We're going to catch a big one for sure.